IVM.
Stories, we've got stories. They're a little bit of funny and a little bit of descendant. You want to hear them? It's got humans. They're sitting in a box and talking old Edwards out loud.
Today is a big day for me because I used my umbrella against the sun for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Yes. You're all those Lala Lajpat Rai college students who wait across the road. Today, I just passed them by today on the road and I screamed at them also.
Like an uncle.
I always scream at, if I see Lala Lajpat Rai students on Haji, if you're a Lala Lajpat Rai student and you are on a Haji Ali ka rasta at any point and you see me in the car, I will be like, hey Lala Lajpat Rai, and just drive off. It's really fun to do. Hey, it's Vartalap with Naveen, me and Punit Panya. You've heard him on other stuff, you know. What he sounds like. This is us.
Yeah.
Episode has started. Guess
it's
what?
Poopa.
Poopa?
Punit Panya is.
This is worse than Raga also.
Poopa is cute. Like, you're a caterpillar now, kind of like manifesting into a butterfly. How's it been, Punit? How's life?
I'm touring. Like, there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
No complaints.
Yeah. I miss that part of. I've not done proper comedy in a while. Mm-hmm. And it really, after a while, it's just.
You know, I can't wait, dude. I can't wait to get back on tour. Like, I'm going back on tour on the 16th or 13th or something of September. It's going to be so much fucking fun. And this time I'm driving all over Gujarat.
Ah, nice.
Because it's very expensive otherwise.
Is it?
Yeah. Because now Shubha is coming with.
Yeah. This, makes perfect this trip sense.
Because she wants to go back to her hometown of the Reliance Colony in Jamnagar. So I looked up flights and all, you know. Mm. I was like, do jan ka return and all.
Nah, doesn't make sense. And you can see Statue of Unity on the way.
That's the plan.
Yes.
That's the plan. I've actually been to the Sardar Sarovar Dam. Okay. Before the Statue of Unity.
Before we were united by the
AP. Yeah. Earlier we were separate and we were like looking at it from different angles.
When it was
different.
When it was just a thing, you know, and we went into the dam and dude, like it's like wow. Like
dam.
Dude, yeah.
Dam, wow.
It's these giant turbines, right? Like those Mitsubishi massive fucking turbines. Mm. And you can see the water when they release it and all. Oh man.
You can see all that.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's almost the majesty of seeing nature, but by people. You know what I mean? Like you see mountains and you're like, wow. And you see these Mitsubishi ka bencho che male lumba turbine ka wo pura engine. And you're like, wow.
Like, are there couple cruises in Sarovar?
they have a fountain. It used to be Asia's tallest fountain, but nobody would see it because it was in the reservoir.
Such a dick waving competition.
Always.
Tallest, longest, strongest.
Always. Yeah. Always. It's a matter of time before thickest becomes acceptable.
Yeah.
Someone sent me a pic of the statue, which is like him looking up at the statue.
Okay.
And the toes are so big, you can't make out kya hai ye. And then before you pass any judgments.
Yeah. You can't pass any judgments.
I went to the Statue of Equality though, in Hyderabad.
Oh, wow. What is the statue? Is this the one with... No, the Garuda is in Kerala. Shiv is also in Kerala.
Yeah.
What is the unity one?
It's a saint from 1,000 years back
okay.
who preached equality in some way.
Okay. So,
but a good consecration, it's a huge statue, golden statue. And there were 108 temples around it.
Right.
Which are all the biggest Vishnu temples. Because they are Vaishnavites.
Right.
So all Vishnu temples from across the country. Miniature versions of it.
Nice.
And each temple is an assigned priest. So there's a huge like cost and everything
of
behind.
Course.
Like it's a huge operation. And if you see from the top, all the 108 temples have the different gopurams. Like each temple has its signature dome, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So from the top, you can see 108 different styles.
That's quite beautiful, man.
Yeah.
That must look damn good.
Yeah.
Is this religious tourism? Like, I mean, if a white person is coming, is this on their list?
Yeah, it's
you know?
An amusement park.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a religious amusement park.
Yeah, even when I was in Hampi, I was observing them. Like when you're in a temple, like Vitla temple or Virupaksha temple, like you'll find them like by their own... doing their own thing. Like some of them also like, for them, I think I've noticed there's an adventure aspect of it and the religious aspect of it.
Right.
Like they're doing bouldering, they're doing rivers and all that.
Right.
And also at the same time, they're like, okay, let me just wear those loose kurtas. let me wear those chant wala malas. I don't know what it means, but here I am like kind of participating. There's a red tikka on my head.
Yeah.
Goes nice with the contrast of the white and pink, you know. So it's cute. So they're pretty much oblivious unless like you meet someone who's really red up and stuff like that.
I met a guy who was really into art, like Vedic art. So this guy was like, I come to India and I don't see anything but the temples and the mosques and the churches. Because it's just like seeing the art and how the art mixes with the art and all that shit. So this guy, that's a fun trip if you want to, if you understand what you're seeing. I don't understand only what I'm just like, wow, wow.
Yeah, when I was in Kolkata, I had met this guy who was staying in the same hostel as me, guy from Hong Kong. And like every day he would vanish in the morning and he pretty much wore the same clothes. Like he wore this grey, you know, like the one that Steve Irwin would wear kind of clothes.
Right.
And one like brown shorts or whatever. And he would vanish and come back in the evenings only and have a book and he would be scribbling on it and all. And of course, if you're in a hostel environment, you're like, okay, what's your trade? What's your trade?
Yeah.
I'm putting up like my flyers on the common hostel board. Like, ye mera show. People know. So we were like doing the entire exchange and this guy was telling me about like why he came to Kolkata in the first place. Mm. There's an entire Chinese sanctuary, like a cemetery,
right,
which is now like very old, okay, like for soldiers who then fought in the war or whatever.
In Kolkata, and right?
In Kolkata.
That's the British cemetery.
Yeah. But there's like a lot of these Hong Kong soldiers who are also buried over there.
Ah, right.
And the caretaker of the place is from Hong Kong. Like he's three generations of Chinese people
this
have taken care of it.
Is this the Park Street Cemetery or another one?
Another one. It's a bigger, denser one apparently. Mm, yeah. So I had fucking no idea, man, about this unless somebody from a different country tells me about this. So he was very attached to the idea of like what this guy's history is like, where he comes from, why he's here and why is he, like three generations of them are caretakers of the cemetery. Yeah. Why does it have so much value?
Loko malum hai, only the youngsters are going to make out this.
So, but that's always, that's a lot of things. Like, right, like, and I used to think this is exclusively India, but it's everywhere. Like, I remember there's this one Portuguese, couple of Portuguese musicians I'm a huge fan of. Okay, Brazilian Portuguese mein gaate, Brazilian log hai. Aur main unka bahut bada fan hai. Every time I meet someone from Brazil and I'm like, hey, have you heard of these guys? They have no fucking clue who I'm talking about. Same with England. Like, so many bands that I love from England. Bell and Sebastian, such a great English band.
Isse tu kabhi sunte hai?
मैं बहुत सुनता यार म्यूजिक बचपन से मैं सुनता हूं
म्यूजिक नहीं बट टाइम किधर है तू ये कर रहा है तू शोज का शादी भी कर रहा है
तो बीच-बीच में गाना सुनने का ना एक दो हटते वक्त क्या करेगा
ऑप्टिमम टाइम इज लाइक दैट एंटायर जर्नी फ्रॉम योर हाउस टू लैंडिंग समवेयर एल्स दैट्स लाइक 4 आवर 5 आवर्स ऑफ योर लाइफ यू कैन जस्ट गो अराउंड डिस्कवरिंग एज मच म्यूजिक
इट्स जस्ट ऑन योर ओन
या डाउनलोड स्टफ
But what's worse now because of the Spotify is that you're listening to ek do do gaane sabke. Like whereas earlier I would like one song of an artist and straight up download the discography on torrents.
Yeah.
And then just like dive in. Like oh ho, isne 75 mein live show mein kya kiya tha Calcutta mein. Oh.
Yeah. I've never been one of those. People have always asked me like what's your favorite artist ka favorite album and I've never been able to give a definite answer.
Right.
मतलब एक दो गाने अच्छे रहते हैं उनके मतलब you don't have to like everything. Like,
yeah.
Certain case for example like you know now Daft Punk.
Yeah.
The Fragments of Time वाला album. What is that?
Yeah.
You know the album?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The one with Alive and all.
Yeah, yeah, correct. Yeah. So that entire discography is like great. Yeah. Listen to the entire thing.
Yeah.
So the entire thing is downloaded for me. But like Life of Pablo Kanye, it's like he's
that planned, whole album. Yeah.
He's planned his entire thing like that. You know, it's sonorous, it's whatever. But now, like, if you ask me to listen to some like Sophie Tucker, unka do gaana achha lagta hai meko. So why would I listen to all of their
unko
songs?
Unko aata bhi utna hi hai, toh.
But that's a lot of albums, right? Like, a lot of songs. Like, but I also
but
feel
the
like
new ones are now planned in reels, no?
So yeah,
the
songs, they're
planned in reels. Songs are what they're commissioned
so,
to be
so
1 minute.
I'm so sad right now because Elton John and Britney Spears are collaborating, okay? Like, two of my favorite gay icons.
Yeah.
So Elton John and Britney Spears are collaborating and they're doing like a Tiny Dancer ka new version.
Oh, nice.
And it's pretty much like Elton John is doing this Goodbye Yellow Road tour because he knows he's gonna fucking die soon.
Yeah.
And that's like his final hurrah. It's a very like in the industry. Like he showed up at some bar randomly yesterday and he's sitting on a chair and singing, doing this and all. It's very cute. But all of this just to promote the song on TikTok or Reels.
Right.
Right? Because they're like, oh, now you saw this song releasing, the real version coming out on Instagram, they're doing this and TikTok they're doing a real version coming out on 26th August or whatever.
Oh God.
So it kind of like breaks my heart that he does not need this. He wrote fucking Crocodile Rock. He wrote like such great songs.
Yeah,
he wrote Tiny Dancer. He doesn't need this.
Yeah.
But the album industry is so warped right now with like trying to make music only for like 15 seconds or 30 seconds ka chorus. That's what's happening.
Even we got in there in comedy.
Yeah.
We have.
People used to earlier write jokes ki ye aisa joke ka ye punchline aur ye iska title mein aega YouTube pe.
Yeah.
Uska main t-shirt bechega. Aisa idea hota tha. Abhi real level pe.
Imagine us Stuart Lee trying to make a real dude. Like uska concept itna intense with that. By the 9th minute, you get the punchline of what is setting up, but it's worth it.
I think it's fine. Like, I feel like it's each one has its, like, creates its own audience, right? Like, I know so many comedians in the States, like, what's that, something Patel, and then there's Akash Singh and all these guys. They all fucking made it on TikTok only.
Nimesh Patel.
Nimesh Patel. And these guys all made it on TikTok, and when they do the live show, they still do and are, right? Like, they're touring comics who've sort of adopted this thing. I'll tell you who'll suffer.
Once screaming fans come in, then you can get by. You've seen it in India also. You may or may not have material. It's like you're crowd surfing for that 1 hour. आप क्या करते हो भैंजी आप क्या करते हो आप इसके साथ आए आप उसके साथ आए हो गया एक घंटा जाओ घर पे
subtle shade at other comics. I love it.
So you will find out eventually if Akash Singh is actually that good or not. अभी तो चल
रहा है. He created a lot of like polarity when he said he's okay with the Appu character on.
Bring back Appu.
Kandu Bulu is like, oh, this is my childhood. मैं bully हुआ ये वो. देखिए, but it's okay. It was representation at least.
Yeah. It's okay. You also got following. I also got following.
Tera nahi, mera nahi, chalo. Aur Appu character khatam ho gaya waise bhi Simpsons se, so it's okay.
So chalta hi hai. But that's a good thing.
Bichara Hank asar aayega, kaam chala gaya.
But that's a one good thing about comedy, that we're also cynical. Right. तो हम लोग को इतना बुरा नहीं लगता है जब कुछ ऐसा devastating चीज़ हो. Like my musician friends are way more depressed right now. My musician friends are like, हम कैसे survive करेंगे? I'm like, कुछ नहीं है, लौड़ा है सब, करो ना यार.
सब लौड़ा ही है. बाकी जो बच गया वो लहसुन है.
बस.
Wow, this is a good name for a tour. ना सब लौड़ा है tour. Coming experience.
People still think the wedding show is a show about my wedding.
तो ऐसा नहीं है क्या?
It's not a show. Why would I do a
but
show?
But you had a show immediately. The previous.
So there's gonna be wedding show part 2 for sure. Yeah. But like right now it's part 1 only. Be nice. I don't mind. I think on some level, na, it's like the chaos that we exist in is good because it takes away the noise of a civilization collapsing. You know what I mean? like otherwise every day we would be stressed out at how slowly humanity is falling apart. But right now it's like, hey, wow, real pe bahut puppy. And it's like cool.
Exactly. Like whenever I start worrying about, like, you know, there'll be some video, for example, where it's like, oh, this is what's happening. By the next year, some penguin will be extinct or something will be crazy. I'm like, can't further. But like, hey, there's a new season of Game of Thrones adjacent show. Or Lord of the Rings is coming back. New Zealand tourism ki maa ki chut. Wow, I'm burning the seagull, so ye dekh. That's what the whole point is.
I read a tweet yesterday which said that every time I refresh my feed, the world becomes a shittier place.
It's true, yeah.
I was going to ask, you travel a lot more than the rest of us when it comes to touring.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one guy who goes to the museum, then either goes.
Yeah, I was talking to him about the same thing. That like, hum jaate, hum logo ki hotel mein room hai, yahan pe ye fukna hai, wo fukna hai, ye log se milne ka hai, ye khana khane ka hai, and then come back.
Yeah.
But you go in for the experience. You enrich yourself.
Yeah. As somebody who does it, but not in India. Like, I am fast. Because in India, I mean, it gets very depressing very quickly.
No, dude. India is huge, dude. And I think India is as big as the world sometimes, I feel. Because I've seen it so many times over and over. Because my job involved traveling also, and now stand up. And I still find something new in the same city.
True.
If you look hard enough.
Yeah.
So it's about having an eye for it and just being interested. Sometimes I have a few hours left in a city where I've been like 50 times before. I will still not sit in the room and do my social media. I'll go out and just take a walk in the mohalla because it's still a different mohalla. It's still different people, different fonts, different smells.
Yeah,
I like that. So then,
I just feel that the museums are very depressing. Like, I'm similar to you in that sense. Yeah. Like, when I went to Dehradun, I went to the whole forest museum and all that. Yeah. India mein kya na, museum mein kya hota na, ek aisa cheez hai, aur niche sign hai ki ye cheez hai. Khatam. There's no context. There's no before, after.
I did a whole piece on that. It is depressing if you're a museum lover in this country because we have so much.
Yeah.
It's like we're spoiled for choice. You go to Europe, no, ek book hai, 100 saal purana, isme koi set ne sign kiya hai.
Wo bhi apna jo bacha kucha hai museum mein wo hai. Uska wo likhenge, uska
wo log rakha hai temperature controlled chamber ke andar. और इधर 1000 साल पुराना मूर्ति सड़ रहा है ऐसा कंपाउंड में ऊपर कोई गवर्नमेंट ने ऐसा ऑयल पेंट से लिखा है उसका नंबर लिख दिया है कैटलॉगिंग के लिए.
It's so, like this is a copper statue. Currently, it's a bronze statue. But it used to be copper statue during this empire.
This always happens in Hyderabad, in that Birla wala venue that they have, the Birla Science, where they have an auditorium. So twice I've done show there. And it's like, aisa literally 3000 BC ka statue hai. ओके, और वो उधर पड़ा है और उसके ऊपर एक बंदा ऐसा कंधा लगा बस वेट कर रहा है कि इसका कॉमेडी कब शो स्टार्ट कब होगा. आई एम लाइक डूड, लाइक दैट इज वे मोर इंटरेस्टिंग.
सम म्यूजियम्स द न्यू वंस आर वेरी गुड, वी आर अप्रोचिंग वर्ल्ड क्लास स्टैंडर्ड्स इन सम ऑफ द म्यूजियम. सो पार्टीशन म्यूजियम अमृतसर, एवरीबॉडी शुड गो देयर, शुड बी लाइक पार्ट ऑफ द लॉ, शुड फकिंग गो देयर एंड सी.
या सो मेक इट इलीगल टू गो टू जलियांवाला बाग. Because there's nothing in Jallianwala Bagh, honestly.
There's
apart from like reinforced trauma from all those years ago,
yeah,
and bullet holes that are in the wall.
So they kept it that way on purpose to make it look dark. But now,
there's homelessness max in Amritsar, and a lot of people sleep inside Jallianwala Bagh. So,
but Jallianwala Bagh was being renovated, right? I thought
they did. No, so because this government is event management company also.
Dude, that was me. Like when we were at Vittala Temple only, we were walking out from the, so we did an entire trek and everything. And yeah, while I'm walking out, one of the, like, again, as you said, it's a like 400-500-year-old structure.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful, the walls and everything. Oh, because ne ABVP likhe rakha hai. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yaar, that's what they do. It's technically just what they're doing. Jo basa kucha history hai, usme bhi hakke rakh denge. Fucking hell.
So that museum is good. Delhi Modern Art is a great museum.
That's a great museum.
I enjoyed the Kolkata one also. Yeah. The one with like all the prehistoric animals that were in the Indian subcontinent and all that. Yeah. So it's like cute. So,
and then even Mumbai, the museum is great. It's one of the best.
Yeah, but why lack of context wala museum hai apna wala?
Dhool bote hai.
Now what they're doing is exchange program with the abroad wala museum. So they have learned some of the techniques.
Yeah, yeah. Some of it is great. Sometimes they bring down the stuff, you know, yeah, when they did the whole
traveling
Egyptian
museum. Yeah.
Dude, that Egyptian, did you see the Egyptian exhibit when it came to, oh my God, dude, there is like, you feel all the feelings in the world. Like you're scared also. You feel like the fucker will get up out of the fucking sarco.
Sarcophagus.
There is a mummy in the Jaipur Museum, which is great. Mm-hmm. Again, British built it. And then there's a mummy in the Kolkata India Museum, which is in the Park City. So some of those are so big that it will take an entire day if you're educated.
As it should.
Otherwise, you will just stroll through and it'll be like, "Kya hai, sab kabadi ka khana rakha."
But ye mere saath hamesha hota. Main kabhi bhi outside of the country, I love going to museums because I'm dumb. I need somebody to explain to me what the fuck is going on. So udhar wo hamesha wo rehta hai, wo tape rehta hai. You wear it and then it like you go number one, number two, and it tells you the context of every single thing.
Yeah.
And every time I go, I end up going with somebody local, and somehow we are on the same fucking tape. Okay, same tape, and somehow उसका बहनचो मेरे से एक घंटे पहले ही खत्म हो रहा है.
Yeah,
and I'm like, तू कैसे हो? Like it's skip. You don't even, there's no skip button. You can't even fast forward it. And I'm like, how do you still manage to finish?
What I like is ring light, no matter how small or big is, this is the issue that happens with everything. Even mine, which is supposed to go in laptop, usko 1000 baar upar niche karne ke baad I have to like yeah, masturbate kiya, dekho, now work, motherfucker. Dude, ring lights, cursed.
Have you, ooh, wow, that was a good burp. Did you guys hear that? Did you catch the burp? Fuck yeah, that was
we got the oop.
Yeah.
Okay,
and you know, when you're in a relationship and you're like in the middle of giving someone kisses and you have a burp in the middle, like, do you do the like burp in your mouth and look away and blow out the air?
No,
and then what do you do?
I burp in the face and I say sorry preemptively. Okay. I think that's the rule.
Depends
for
on how
catch
long
on
you've been with the person.
Right.
First 3 months you can't do it. It's just like farting.
Yeah, my ex did this thing once where he farted in the blanket and we were blanket together. Yeah. Okay. And he looks at me and says sorry, and I'm like, why? And then he lifts up the blanket and the entire force is fucking hits me like a motherfucker. I'm like, yeah,
that's true love.
I do a joke about this, right? Like, that's true love. True love is when you're spooning and she farts on you in the middle of the night. That's true love. You feel this warmth on your crotch and you're like, wow, you know,
this is what I wanted.
Yeah, tu mere pe paath de. Like, that's the ultimate this thing of love. Like, come on.
I have various ranges of anal sex stories.
Yeah.
For that, tune into my Patreon. But things have happened to me.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't like to. There are kids who are listening to our podcast for some reason. So,
there are kids listening to our podcast?
Yeah, some of them are like 15, 16 types, dude.
Please don't listen to this
let
podcast.
Them listen. Oh, no, listen. No, it's okay.
Listen.
I wish someone had told me these things when I was 15, 16. Dude,
so
I'd be a better person.
Fart on your partner.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you find them.
When you feel, that's the test, you know. Ki main tere pe paadu kya thoda aisa. Aisa alag se aake paadne ka nahi, but just in the course
of life.
And
not in CCD, at home, he's saying.
Yeah.
Or if you're good enough partner, you'll cover that fart with CCD also. You'll find a way. Are kya ho gaya? And then you fart in that moment. Create a distraction. Be a better ally in that moment. On that note, we'll take a short break on this episode of Vartha Lab. We'll clear our gases and come back for the next half with Puneet Panya.
Wow.
Welcome back to Artha Lab second half.
Little grim. The world is.
Yeah, current India. But as three thinking comics, I would say, not many of those left either. It's a concern thing. Because like, you know, the reason we got into this art form, and I remember even when Puneet, before we even met as comics, we met as just people. Because yeah. I used to work at Book My Show.
Right.
And Puneet used to be at Book My Show events. Not Book My Show events, just events because I was covering them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I have a very clear memory of meeting him at Mindgast Blues Festival because he was in the front row and this is a Norwegian band, okay? Like obscure ska band from Norway.
Nice.
And I'm enjoying it and I look and he's there. And so but like now things are so different where like when we travel or when we do all of this, it's like we're a little worried, little concerned about it.
And it's funny because like my family is like, oh, but why would you want to move out of the country? And I'm like, because I keep getting death threats. And my mom is like, arre, usse kya hota hai? I'm like, bro, hota hai yaar. Like,
yeah. And like in America, where they come and children kill you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Don't threaten me. Just fucking finish it.
Finish it. But that's what they get off on, right? They get off on the fact
that
you're afraid.
At least we are not beheading.
They're getting off on the fact that you fear them. They feed on your fear.
Yeah, and even like I feel sometimes I'm like, oh fuck, I'm like this person who'll be bold and all. But like one day when I was doing a YouTube live, somebody's like, hey, I know where you live. You live opposite this guy's house. I used to come for tuitions there. So immediately my mind is like, oh fuck, some random person knows my mom's house. You know,
it's the same reason I don't want to put any of the wedding videos and shit online. Like I don't want them to know my family. Yeah. Like
as little postal information as possible should be out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but like now I think my parents are also on the same level of disdain for what's happening in the country because like I made them consciously switch to NDTV a few years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop watching Zee News, stop watching Aajtak, watch NDTV. I'll send them 60-second bites now, I think. I don't know. Because they send me news which is like, of course, forwarded many times, you see the logo.
Yeah.
But once this happened, like in the pandemic, we had a very clear discussion about like where the country is going and all. And I felt very happy because a sense of maturity, like while most parents and kids are struggling with each other because of the political belief system, I was able to get like my mom and dad to agree that if tomorrow something happens where they turn on us, because they will, we are Roman Catholics, right? We are like the next best thing for them to go after. Yeah. And when we hear like churches being attacked on Christmas night, you know,
they'll be like Rome, Italy, hey, yeah, Sonia.
Jesus Christ sir told you. Exactly, the final connection upper also. You know, like so many times, man, like randomly in my DMs, your mother Mary was a whore. Like just random, out of nowhere. I have not said anything to your mother or whatever, dude. Like why are you going out of me?
In my DMs
on Instagram. And I'm just like, if you watch my videos, I'm pretty much like everybody's fuck all. My whole point has always been ki sabka malik fake. As I joke about it. You know, sabka malik ek nahi, sabka malik fake. That's what I go around. But like then targeting is not sensible, right? So sometimes they'll be like, thankfully on YouTube, they'll be like, oh, Christian will be like, why are you talking about our religion? We're already suffering. But then somebody will be like, but it's also making jokes about others also. So it's fine.
I don't know where it ends. That used to be a defense, right?
It's like easier to get Catholic parents to turn. Hindu parents are gone.
Yeah, very difficult. Yeah. Did I ever tell you the fruit sugar story?
No.
This is my problem with all parents in India, okay? So,
you told me about this.
Did we do it on the podcast? I don't think we did it on the podcast.
No, you told me in person.
Shubho and I were having dinner with my parents this one time, okay? This is before we were married and all, okay? I'm having food and all. And my dad is like, hey, you want some mangoes? And I'm like, no, I don't want mangoes at night because I can't work through that sugar at night. Like, I'm just like, no. My dad is like, it's fruit sugar. Uh-huh. I'm like, yes, it is fruit sugar. And he's like, no, it's fruit sugar. You won't get fat if it's fruit sugar.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no, that's not a thing anymore. Like, you know, they've debunked that. Like, sugar is sugar. Raat ko, jo bhi hai, complex carbs khana chahiye, par agar fruit sugar bhi, matlab fructose hai, ye, wo hai, main pura samjhaya. Like, nahin, nahin, nahin. नहीं I'm like नहीं 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 मतलब है लिखा है ये है fact है okay we don't believe in all this तू खा मैं and I'm like so that's what it boils down to
like, we went to university which university university of WhatsApp got a degree from there like,
man there's this one interview I was seeing of Ravish where somebody asked him ki, what if they ban NDTV what will you do and he's just like तू क्या है रस्ते पे खड़ा रहके news बोलेगा bathroom में गाता है वैसे news बोलेगा क्या फर्क पड़ता है मेरे को
that guy is like
but I think the minute the Adani thing happened I'm sure Fade D'Souza called this one and said hey sunna kuch karte na YouTube
call collab.
अपने public के लिए अपने पाशा लोग के लिए मैं format लाती तो news ला बॉम्बे पच्चन में
imagine Ravish Singh बहुत hard dude
yeah
hard
बेहद ही curtain he would say that I love Ravish man like last one standing man
last one standing for sure
yeah
And everyone else, na, I think they're doing it, but they're not good at it. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of other like news people yeah. who are there and all.
No shade to news laundry.
No shade. Like, and even Deshbhakt, like they're doing decent stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
like, you know, like.
It's not getting there.
But it's not Deshbhakt getting there.
Was, he was an RJ, no? So once an RJ, always an RJ.
Oh, Akash was an RJ? Yeah. Oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah, nothing yeah. like John Oliver here, which really like fucking shakes
them
up.
You can't do John Oliver here, boss.
Yeah, you can try, but you can't.
I've been part of so many writing rooms where they've hired us to write a show which is like a John Oliver in India. And trust me, like it takes 3 days before the network is like, "Acha, suno na, apan hai na ek comedy circus type bana dete isko." So there's no scope.
Yeah, I was working with a major network where they were looking for someone Muslim, and we looked for someone Muslim. We found someone Muslim, and then they were like, "We can't mention he's Muslim."
Can't mention.
Within a year's time, everything changed.
Wow.
So yeah.
Actually, Cyrus is the closest we got to a late night show. And they only get by because then...
Which one?
Cyrus ka TV show is the closest thing we got to
Cyrus
a late night.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And he only gets by because he's below the radar.
Yeah.
And because he's English largely.
That, I think, has a lot to do with it.
Because they do a lot of... out there, but like stuff that other people wouldn't touch.
Yeah, like just mimicking like personalities and all. Yeah,
so this happens to me a lot, right? Where like, I don't know if you... I have felt this, where people in the comedy community consider me more of a right-y comic. Okay.
Righty.
No, like a right-wing, closer to right-wing.
The right swipe you.
So what happens, and you know those posts like, celebrate the comedians who do not offend our religion. You know, and
usme
mere ko post tag baat karte log. Oh, ye to susu ka baat karta hai, isme kya problem hai? Like, you know, and then what will happen is eventually, some circuit, all these conversations are going on all these right-wing circles. Where this must come up, one of my videos, some line I've said somewhere will come up. And then I'll get these messages from kids who are heartbroken. Who are like, I'm so sad today that I found out that you are like this. I thought you were like us, but you are actually a minority favoring whatever gang member, whatever that whatever the fuck. The
problem is, tukde gang, yeah.
Ki you are one of them, you know. And I'm like, bro, you know, like, susu ka joke, bro. Like, chilla. Like, tere ko kya tension hai? It's very sad, dude. Because I don't want to break someone's heart. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want somebody to feel like, oh, my hero has let me down. Firstly, I don't think I should be anyone's hero.
Yeah, no, this happened recently when I was, like, on a Delhi recce, okay? And I'm, like, normally going about my life. And around this time, like, the whole breaking of the slums was happening, right?
Yeah.
Like, in Delhi... The whole
JCB
part
scenes,
where JCB scene ho gaya, Navika Kumar celebrating them. Like, yo, kami to nahi pad gayi actors ki.
Rule of law nahi hai apne desh mein.
Horrible person. She's like devil, right? Spawn, like I've never
Anjana
seen her.
Anjana sat in the bulldozer.
Of course she did. Like she is the contractor.
She had to check if the chip was there or not.
Yeah, if it's working properly, if they're breaking it down, fine. And when all of this was happening, like there was one person who's always been a fan of mine. But like I shared like some meme or something around that thing where like Delhi police when someone says something about whatever, they activate. And when an entire society is being brought down, people are broken, they're chilling, drinking chai, whatever, something like that. And this guy just went off on me, dude, like fully abusive. Okay, good way, Madhushod, you know, rice bag, same, you know, that's like all the checklist. Like every bad word you could imagine. And I'm like, okay, what happened when you're following me? Like, what is this? And it's been like, I go back in the chat history, it's been like laugh reacting to multiple stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
If I posted like, you know, funny Jesus meme, they laughed. Yeah. Okay, whatever. So I understood what he's coming from. It's like, you won't say anything about Hindu. You can't say anything about Hindu, but like make fun of your thing as much as you want. The moment you say something against me, I'll lose my shit. Okay.
Yeah.
And then he's like, to think I came to your shows and I paid you money also. And I'm like, thanks for the money, I guess. Mera toh ho gaya. But I do not know, like, I've never gotten so much hate from somebody who, as you said, was somebody who was like nicely enjoying my work and it suddenly turned on me.
Yeah. This is just like
a meme.
Yeah.
No, that was his Watergate moment. He flipped everybody at the threshold.
Like, so, I'm not that person, right? Like sometimes I'll say like radical things, but if you chill with me in real life, I'm very like this person who's.
Not in this lifetime, they'll not get it. But a lot of people have flipped on my timeline after the Nupur Sharma incident.
Yeah.
So that for them was like, nahi, abhi liberal nahi. So, because some of them have been following you for years, so you may not remember the name or something, but there's a familiarity. Ka, ye dikhta, ye naam, ye DP, whatever.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah.
So, and you can see suddenly it has flipped.
Yeah.
Now, and pura vocabulary download kaisa bhi nahi ki he's flipping in front of you. He flipped overnight. तो नाउ लिबरेंडो चालू हो गया वो सब.
इसमें एक बहुत फनी चीज हुआ था मेरे साथ, लाइक वेयर आई थिंक आई हैव अ 8 आउट ऑफ 10 हिट रेशियो विद दिस. Whenever this kind of conversation starts, I'll like turn the conversation and be like, but don't you think sub politician mother chod hai? And then the guy eventually will be like, hey, theek hai, hey, sub mother. So I'm like, then we're on the same page.
At least hamara wala Hindu hai. That is the issue. That is the final nail in the coffin.
Main aaj aate wakt hi raste mein soch raha tha, main wo BJP ka kuch to, BJP ka nahi, sorry, Shiv Sena ka koi board laga tha udhar, Yodha. Aur phir Uddhav Thackeray ka photo tha. तो आई वाज जस्ट लाइक वाओ, लाइक यू नो, फन फन, ये लोग भी अपना लगा रहे क्योंकि वो एकनाथ शिंदे के सब लग गए ना ऑलरेडी.
हां इसका चालू हो गया,
इट्स एन आर्म्स रेस.
इट्स लाइक अ वेरी बैड फेयर एंड लवली एक्ट, राइट? ऑल दीस पोस्टर्स विद लाइक एकनाथ शिंदे, देन उसके ऊपर कौन है और उसके ऊपर कौन है, एंड इवेंचुअली मोदी जी है. सो आई एम लाइक, इफ दिस इज अ फेयर एंड लवली एक्ट, इट्स अ वेरी बैड ट्रांजिशन टू लुक लाइक दैट पर्सन. सो बैड फेसेस ऑफ द मून.
बट इफेक्टिवली आई रियलाइज वी लिव इन अ कंट्री वेयर इवन व्हेन यू वोट यू डोंट नो, यू नो आई मीन, लाइक यू कुड वोट फॉर अ पार्टी. They might be in majority, but you don't know agar government unka banne wala hai ki nahi. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The political class in this country is like, tum log apna khelo, तुम लोग को जिसको वोट देना है दे दो, फिर हम लोग अपना बाद में 5-star में जाके कर लेंगे हम.
ड्रीम 11,
such a nice thing, medieval feel to it. I like it. Like, it's like the unsurety of Game of Thrones but in real life, you know, कि कौन होगा हमारा रूलर, कौन हमारे पे अटैचर करेगा. I can't wait to find out किसका ड्रैगन मारेगा मेरे को. All of that.
The argument for the Bilkis Banu case which reached my house is that yes, they raped her, yes, they ripped out her unborn child, yes, they killed 7 of her family members. But what about Godhra? No. Aisa what about karega? So there is no end to it.
What about is the worst argument, na? Fir to matlab, aur, but, and I realized ki, like, I also do the what about, but not on this level. Like, I'll do it at home. Yeah. In the sense ki, like, my mom and I will have some argument and I will do, like, what about that time when you said that thing? You know what I mean? And while I'm saying that only, I realize it's such an emotional, stupid argument that I would never make it at a higher level.
Yeah. Where were you during the Gulf War? Not born.
this had happened to me, dude. Like, I think a year and a half ago, somebody DM'd me and said, but what did you do when the Muslims took over India? And I was like, pata nahi bro, like main
oh 16th century mein.
I was like main tabhi bhi jokes likh raha tha bencho.
I was Birbal.
Yeah, what's the deal with this whole Akbar man, what the fuck man?
Yeah.
I thought Akbar Ali is only good for furniture man.
Yeah, why do you need a newspaper? Akbar pad Akbar riffing on that.
We would not be very successful as comedians, we're not denying that. In the 1600s,
in the 1600s, yeah, I would probably be a concubine.
Oh motherfucker.
Like, I would pleasure him in some ways. Raja ki maja.
Concubine. That's a word you don't hear very often.
Yeah, I like this word.
It's a nice
concubine.
Word.
Indian kings had concubines.
They did. They had harems.
They were
well.
Cucks also sometimes. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know
there's
this.
There's an entire story about the cuck king and all that.
The cuck king?
Yeah. Cuckolded king, yeah.
I think it's the kaching. The cucking.
The kaching. It's all about the cucking, cucking. In about, anyways.
Right. Do you feel like this? Okay, because I know that you, around Independence Day is when all of us, I still get very senti. I still get very senti around Independence Day.
Why?
Because I feel like this is a great experiment that we all tried to do, and wherever it goes, it still survived, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, I feel too, like I love this country. Yeah. Like, the more I travel, the long length and breadth of it,
yep.
Meet it's people, a, like people are never the problem. It's just like the ones controlling us, of course.
So
it's like, the media, it's the fucking capitalism, everything. But like people are people, man. Yeah. Like everybody, like I remember this one thing, I don't know if I've shared this on the show before, but like one of my favorite experiences was going to a bumfuck mall in Goa, okay, and there's this very like fully saffron colored man sitting doing palm readings and everything, and we had an entire discussion about gay marriage and stuff like that, and he was pretty pro on that side. So sometimes people can blow you, the cover doesn't matter, it's just that it's become like lines are drawn.
Yeah,
did you say people can blow you?
Like blow you away.
Blow you away. Yeah. Blow you also, you never know.
You never know.
Ask him.
Yeah. But I just generally feel ki like I fucking love this country, dude. And then like the every year at Independence Day, it just sort of all comes together. Ki like, fuck, what happened? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what happened? And then you realize ki it was never great. You just thought it was great.
I don't say
I mean?
What happened normally anymore, because there's this parrot. There's a blue parrot on Instagram or YouTube. Check it out. He talks, okay? The parrot talks. And he says, what happened? So I don't say what happened like a normal person anymore. So you be a good baby, you won't treat. That's how we should talk to the people now.
Even for the museums thing we were discussing earlier, I think the answer that Manu Joseph has is the best. He says, don't ask why there are potholes. Ask why there are any roads at all in this country.
Manu Joseph
Itna bhi kaise hai? They can get away with anything.
Ask how you can win Olympics to get your road fixed.
No, but I think there's a very straightforward answer to why we have roads, why we have basic infrastructure, is because you need to get to the Sansad to rape the country of all its wealth. You have to get to the parliament. If you can't get to the parliament, how will you enact
the
draconian laws?
So they say the dictatorship, there are only two roads. One from the refinery to the palace.
Yes.
And palace to the airport.
Airport, yeah. That's the only roads you really need.
Yeah.
And that's the only roads we have.
It's a conveyor belt of labor class, this fucking fucked on.
All the other roads exist so that these roads don't get too clogged when they need to come in. Like, I was just thinking this today. Like, I was driving and there was some political guy ka gaadi going in front of me. A member of parliament. का स्टिकर लगेला था पीछे और उसमें मराठी का नंबर प्लेट था तो मैं बोला चलो सही है तो ये अनटचेबल गाड़ी
है
इसको कुछ भी नहीं कर इसको कोई क्या बोलेगा
बुलेट प्रूफ
राइट एंड आई जस्ट
इसका हॉर्स पावर अलग है
कि लाइक एट सम पॉइंट राइट लाइक एट सम पॉइंट अ कंट्री ऑफ अ बिलियन पीपल वेयर 20,000 रुपीज अ मंथ पुट्स यू इन द व्हाट टॉप 2% ऑफ फकिंग मनी मेकर्स एट नो पॉइंट डिड द एंटायर कंट्री को ये मदरचोद के बाद दो मर्सिडीज कैसे You know what I mean? एक भी नहीं दो मर्सिडीज कैसे हो सकता है यार इसके पास लाइक कुछ तो लाइक देर हैज टू बी सम मैथ टू दिस राइट वी ऑल मेड वेरी मच मेड पीस विद द फैक्ट कि देर इज अ पॉलिटिकल रूलिंग क्लास वो लोग करेंगे और हम लोग को झूझना है
या माय फैमिली इज मोस्ट कॉमन गो टू लाइन इज लाइक पीपल लाइक अस will never not, yeah, never yeah. go ahead
same my mom also does that my mom is also like people like us are not meant to reach a certain level in this country because
I think what she actually means or your mom also means is that that level of like conniving the level of debauchery you have to like overcome to get to
you
that level
to
and be
a psychopath that is the bottleneck
exactly you have to be so fucked up in your mind
because
that, yeah. like,
his
to,
mom is already somebody so imagine if she says that
exactly
but that's what I like the one point where I told my mom ki like where I think she realized that this government didn't do everything she wanted to do. So I was like, okay, what were your pain points with the last government? Did they get solved? Right? Like, is tax terrorism less? Is over-regulation, has it reduced? You know what I mean? All of these are basic factors that are economic and there are very provable factors. They are devoid of emotion. Forget religion for a second.
Yeah.
Just look at these aspects. Have they improved? And the answer is no, right? So that's when I saw that flip in her head where she was like, oh shit, like, oh yeah, nahin, ye toh sab sudhrai nahi hai. Kya kar sakte iska hum log?
I went to Mahabalipuram, which is outside Chennai, na, where he met the Chinese president. So it was great because it put that place on the map. And it has one of the oldest temples in the country, but nobody knew about it. Now it's full tourist hub. So there are two roads that go there parallel, great roads, like coast pe ek road and ek road thoda andar hai. Half of this road is good and half of the other road is good because that's the route the cavalcade took. Aur usko abhi 3-4 saal ho gaya, baki ka banaya hi nahi rasta. So everybody goes that way.
But this happened in Bangalore also, right? Like Bangalore mein PM had come, fir 2 din baad rasta khalas. Like he went and the rasta also went with him.
Atha, 9-11 se rasta liya tha. 7-11 se liya tha.
9-11 se.
Yeah, these potholes are so bonkers right outside right now.
Oh, they're pretty bad. But this is another fun fact, right? Number of cross SUVs, like, you know, those, like, I also have that chota SUV only. Technically, it's an SUV, but it's not really an SUV. But
I still don't know what SUV stands for.
Sports Utility Vehicle.
Okay.
So, big car, big car.
MUV is Multi-Utility Vehicle.
I know there's a sedan, and then there's
Sedan, MUV, SUV.
There's a convertible.
Wo beech mein padta hai. So, convertible, anything can be a convertible, including a Jeep.
Yeah.
So the sales
or Catholics.
The sales the sales of this, right, like have changed so much that in India, like more and more people are buying compact SUVs because the roads are so bad. So I was just like observed this and I was telling my dad, because I was looking at sales numbers, like just one day randomly, ki kaun sa gaadi bik raha hai, kaisa gaadi bik raha hai, and I showed this to my dad. My dad was like, "Bet, tere ko dikhata hai main tere ko." And then he took me back in history and he was like, "Pehle na Chetak scooter tha." Okay. और जब चेतक था ना तभी क्या था चेतक का ग्राउंड क्लियरेंस कम था फिर बाइक आया एंड एज सून एज बाइक्स केम एवरीवन कंप्लीटली अबैंडन्ड द स्कूटर एंड वेंट फॉर द बाइक व्हाई ग्रेटर ग्राउंड क्लियरेंस बिगर व्हील्स रोड्स है नहीं तो कौन सा गाड़ी जाने का ज्यादा चांस है चेतक या बाइक बाइक दैट्स व्हाई द हीरो होंडा स्प्लेंडर इज द लार्जेस्ट सेलिंग टू व्हीलर मोटर बाइक ऑन द फकिंग प्लेनेट टुडे सो एंड इट्स नॉट जस्ट इन इंडिया इट्स एवरीवेयर इन द वर्ल्ड वेयर देयर इज नॉट इनफ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर दिस बाइक सेल वेल
या like even when we went in Mangalore, like there was no, there's still no roads like to get to the main house, right? You have a main road and then uske baad tum apna dekh lo. So these are like slopes and fucking riggedy raggedy stones falling all over, but this Hero Honda bike just like cruise through. Somehow they make it. Scooter nahi ja raha upar, moped is not going upar, rickshaws are struggling. But these will like aram se go.
It's like when you go to Shillong. In Shillong, everyone has a Maruti 800 that's modified as fuck because the roads are so narrow that even if you have a bigger car can't access 90% of the roads in Shillong.
But that's true for most of the hilly areas. Alto ya Maruti.
Alto. Abhi aaya na unka naya Espresso. Espresso is literally
a good car, dude.
It's a great car, dude. If you've never driven one, go test drive Espresso. It's no pressure. They will also not follow up to buy it because they know you won't.
You can take it from the showroom and drive to Shillong and they'll be like, all good.
It has higher clearance also, good leg space.
But that's what, it's a micro SUV. It's designed as an SUV.
It's a micro SUV.
Yeah, that's what the...
Not a mini SUV.
No.
So you can't play big sports.
Seltos is a mini SUV.
You can only play chess in that.
But it just goes to show, man, that so many things impact. But what I was trying to say earlier was with the Independence Day this year, I was getting married on Independence Day. So I didn't get to really see all the nice lighting and all that they did. But the night before, I had just gone for a quick drive and I had seen ceiling pura, ye ho gaya hai. All the buildings in South Bombay were nicely lit. All the roads had that. And that was great. Right? Like, I was so happy that this happened. Like, you know, everyone is like shitting on this Har Ghar Tiranga
wala
thing.
No, but if it had happened more out of violation, it would have been great to see. I sensed the fear of like, oh shit, nahi dalenge toh koi gun
marega. But that's what I was just getting at. Like, I was talking to my uncle at my wedding. My uncle is a Congress guy. Okay, he had worked with the Ministry of Highways. I have a lot of fights with him because I'm like Nitin Gadkari, best highway minister that we've ever had versus your guy who was quite shit.
Who was the guy?
So we were just discussing this and I was like, dekhe ki nahi jhande har ghar pe? And he was like, haan haan, dekhe. And I was like, achha to lag raha hai na. Like, you have to admit it feels nice to have so much like full nationalistic like nice vibes and all. He's like, yeah, achha to lag raha hai. Then I leaned in and I was like, jhanda lagaya ki nahi? And he just like paused and I said, suno, lagana hai, agle saal se rashan isi ke bal pe milne wala hai. So I genuinely felt like, it was like Moses, like, you know, like God telling Moses ki mark the doors of the Jew children.
Yeah, yeah.
So that their firstborns don't get killed.
Yeah, with the spirit of God coming down. But and here's the thing, right? Like, it's like, this is on a national level TikTok challenge that everybody else is doing. It's like, if you don't do it, we're not part of it.
Yeah.
And I remember I was in Karnataka when traveling around when they came to our house. And I'll be my partner's home, okay? And we are the kind of gays who have a rainbow flag outside our door. Just like, you know, this is a safe space, no hate, whatever. And because of us, more queer people have moved into the building also. So it's like, generally, it's like a fairly, it's a DBA society.
And your building doesn't give a shit.
Nobody gives a shit. But that day, even we were like, yo, fuck, what happened? Like, this ultra-nationalism cast here, because they're going door to door and giving one flag, right? And they're also like keeping a tab, apparently, kissing Dala and all that.
Achha?
And my whole fear was they have to get home before that, because then what if they attack the pride flag? Which then I'm like, fucking nails out, fucking let's fucking fight. Because I'm that person. Because for me, it matters. Yeah. That pride flag matters. Yeah. And I'm not saying the country doesn't matter. But it came from a matter of pride, right? Like, the reason I had it is because all my life I was shunned.
Yeah.
And the country's not been so far because I love my country. And it's never been a point of like, but if I go out of the country, I will put the flag. Yeah. That's the whole point of it. Nationalism. And
this is like the national anthem in the cinemas now being imposed on everybody.
Exactly, right? So I was just like constantly like, and Abhi's alone at home. And my fucking fear was just that. But then thankfully nothing happened. Even on the day of the Independence Day, like they start 8 a.m., they start with the Mere Desh Ki Dharti. And then Yaad Karo Kurbani, all of that. And then after some time, you know, Dilbar, whatever, starts playing. And I'm like, okay, now they're in their own thing. Some kid has got their jack in the phone and now they're doing their thing.
There was a thing in my building on the 15th of August in the morning. Where it started off with the flag hoisting, then they sang the national anthem, which was very cool. Like, I was like, and I couldn't, like, I was getting ready and all of that jazz, I couldn't go down. But like, national anthem niche ga rahe the, so ghar mein sab log aisa ek second ke liye sthir ho gaye, haan ki chalo khatam ho jane do, we all stood. And then later on, this uncle went on to give a speech, okay. And
secretary,
just the oldest Marwadi dude in the building who wants to talk.
Yeah.
And he just started talking and I was transfixed because he took about 35 seconds to talk about India.
Then what did
then it went everywhere, dude. Then it was like, hum chand pe jayenge aur hamare desh, at the same time, like, it's like, we are so progressive, we are going to be on the moon in 5 years, but we are ghar pe, khatra to hamare ghar pe hai. And all of that he's saying, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a WhatsApp forward talking to the mic.
Hyperbole but like that.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like, you know, we'll go to the moon, but there are people in this country who do not want us to go to the moon.
Yeah.
There are people in this country who do not want every child to be educated.
We all will climb Everest, but the ice is against us.
Yeah. So like... एलिमेंट है अपने देश में जिसको नहीं चाहिए कि अपना देश आगे
बढ़े. एलिमेंट
हाँ एक एलिमेंट है.
oh, no.
तो वो एलिमेंट को हमें अंदर से और बाहर से रोकना होगा.
द फिफ्थ एलिमेंट ब्रूस विलिस वाला मूवी.
Many childhood memories attached to Resident Evil. Ki hot ladki.
Yeah. That was like Resident Evil movies were the first ones where like when you got phones, people were circulating the, like, you know, like you want to see gory people like death and all that. Final Destination movies and Resident Evil and Wrong Turn 1 and 2.
Yeah.
They're like when
Final Destination really fucked up my life. Like,
driving in general.
Even today. Like even if I'm driving on the highway, there's something in ahead of me, I'm thinking Final Destination.
Oh fuck, that lift scene also, like that where the lift opens, the guy tries to crawl out and then the lift starts. And then his body's here and his legs are there.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. That's
I'll never crawl out of a non-working
lift. That's on him though.
That's on him also.
That's on him.
But death had him marked, man. How could he escape?
That's fair.
That's a personality.
That's fair. In a few years we'll be saying that for each other.
You've been marked.
Yeah.
I was baptized, but you've been marked.
Yeah.
The biggest iceberg in the world is Santa Claus, if you think about it.
No, I mean it's cookies.
Yeah.
Cookies and milk पे survive करता है बोल.
अभी नहीं बोल सकते. कांदिल में एक boy used to say in school, पता है Santa Claus आउट से रात ना अने मोजा वहाँ gift मुखी.
Dude, at least they call Santa Claus in Kandivali. In Bayandar is Jingle Bell.
Yeah.
वो लोग गाने की दो words क्या ही गए. Jingle Bell, Jingle All.
चार हो गया ना.
हाँ, Santa Claus is coming to town. Dude, Jingle Bell ही.
He didn't reach Bayandar.
Jingle Bell is the Xerox of the Christmas one.
Yeah, and my mom would take tuition, so one of the kids couldn't say bells, he would say Ben. So it would be Jingle Ben. And I'm like, that's a gay character right there. This guy was Ben and he just fucking...
I thought it's a lady with chunri or something, like Jingle Ben.
Yeah. Jingle Ben.
But it's true, right? That Santa Claus is not part of the religion.
No, like, that's Coca-Cola.
Coke ad campaign.
Yeah.
No, it's actually like Santa Claus is based on multiple pagan traditions.
Pagan traditions.
And that's one, it's a culmination of one of those. The bad thing about that guy was like, it's actually a reference in The Office. When Dwight does this thing, it's a German...
Yeah, it's a German this thing. Yeah,
Scandinavian German tradition that was like, if the kids were bad, he would beat them with a jhadu.
Yeah.
But they kind of like launched it.
And if you go to, I think Finland or Sweden or one of those Nordic countries only, they still have blackface.
Yeah, yeah.
They have Santa's helper is like a black guy. Okay, so they do the big lips and the black face, and then they defend it, saying, "Ki how can we let it go? It's our culture to do blackface."
But it's a pagan tradition.
It's there, a tradition. Yeah. But this is a standard thing. Okay, like you know,
pagan ho gaye ho tum.
What Christians do, what Christians did rather over history was that wherever they went, they would assimilate. That place. So there would be easier transition.
Christmas is not 25th December.
It's not.
Jesus was not born December. It's just like one of those things that happened. They were celebrating as a part of their thing. And they're like, okay, what about our God also kind of became a part of your thing?
Like April Fool's Day, for example. April Fool's Day was the pagan New Year. Like that's the harvest festival. That's like when the spring changes, the season changes, it's the New Year. So they were like, this must be a fool's day. It's you would have to be foolish to celebrate your New Year on this day when we all know that it's on that other day. That's how it started. So similarly, you know, if you notice, you know, it happens in most places.
But then one cross assimilation is the Valentine's Day thing, which is Saint Valentine's death day or birthday, something like that. And he was the patron saint of love. That's why Valentine's Day.
Saint Valentine was the patron saint of couples that wanted to get married but could not. So he would marry them off and send them away. The patron saint of love is Saint Raphael.
Oh.
Yeah, I know this. Yeah, because Rafael only taught me this.
There's no saint Naveen, sadly. I'll be the patron saint of pagan people.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for coming, Puneet. I think this chat was very casual and very quick. And
it's always
true to Vartalab fashion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure the fans will have things to say.
And we'll see you on Cyrus.
but just as a closing disclaimer, like... Everything is cool. We're not like haters. We established we love the country.
And we love this country.
The people who are trying to break all things apart, we are fighting those systems and nothing else.
Yeh, har bolna padega.
And stop calling me Gudwa on Instagram. I'll find you.
You can call me.
I'll find you and then I'll fuck your dad, okay? And that isn't easy. Next morning when at breakfast table I'm your mom. It's not cute. So let's not do that.
Apni maa pe mat ja.
Future maa pe. Tere baap pe jayega. Chalo, bye.
Bye.